Welcome to Talking Walking's 5-year walking forecast. I'm Andrew Stuck, the producer of Talking Walking. To mark the 5th anniversary of Talking Walking in 2013, we asked thought leaders to make their 5-year predictions about the state of walking in the fields in which they work and the places where they live. Respondents were asked to call a Skype number to leave their forecast, identifying who they were, what work they were doing that revolved around walking, and what their forecast was for walking in the next 5 years. We recorded these voice messages and reproduced them here. The voice you are about to hear belongs to Idit Nathan, one half of a collaboration with Helen Stratford involving visual and live art, developing work about the urban spaces around us and how different audiences react to them in playful and performative ways. They believe that playful walking is a means by which citizens can reclaim their cities from the onslaught of modern profit-driven developments. They've created a compendium of toys and games with which to play while walking through the city. These they're now adapting as a digital app called Play the City, Now or Never.
We are two artists, Helen Stratford and Idit Nathan. And for the past 2.5 years, we've collaborated on projects across visual and live art. All of them share an engagement with spaces and how different publics interact with them in playful and performative ways. In September 2013, we were selected to produce 2 prompts for a program called Walks for Your Pocket, which took place at Bristol's Parlour Showrooms as part of their Walking in the City program. We made a compendium of scores and games to play while walking in the city, which we called Draw the Line. We also made a self-assembly cardboard die, which we called Play the City Now or Never. Both artworks were designed to solicit playful and critical engagement while walking in the city. And we are particularly interested in how notions of division, seam, and borderlines are imposed, reflected, and expressed in everyday encounters in the urban environment, and also in questions around the commodification and erosion of public space. The project we're working on now has taken its name from the self-assembly die and is called, as the die was, Play the City Now or Never. It is being developed after a metal culture lab at Peterborough in March 2013, which was also followed by a feasibility period during an invited time and space residency at Metal in Peterborough in October and November. The idea at the heart of the play, The City Now and Never, is quite simple, and I'll try and explain it. Our cities are being carved and built up for developers' profits with little, if any, regard to community needs and life. And we think that if we don't shout about it now and reclaim the cities, they will become anonymous and highly regulated spaces that will no longer be able to enjoy or call our own. Walking in cities is a daily activity that we all engage in one way or another for however long or for whichever distance or amount of time. And walking has often been described as a tactic, as a way of reclaiming the streets. So we ask ourselves, what if it's not enough to just walk through the city as a way of reclaiming it? It is obviously not preventing the processes we're witnessing happening around us. We then found ourselves asking another question. How do we engage people so that everyday walking is highlighted as an activity and, even better still, articulated more clearly and reflected upon? So the answer we found to those questions was play. Over the past few years, we've designed various prompts and games for audiences to engage with. They were mostly devised using low-tech cards, dice, and other simple and easily transportable and replaceable props. Until now, we've engaged with audiences ourselves through the live art events and urban walks in various locations. Walking and playing are both part of artistic practices. Now we're planning to make work that offers opportunity for playful walking that do not require our ongoing presence. So in the next 2 years, we're proposing that Play the City Now or Never will become a digital app designed for free downloads in 3 cities in the UK. Play the City Now or Never will reverse the common use of the mobile phone. It will prompt people who will have the app installed on their phone to shift their gaze from the screen to the city around them by suggesting a playful engagement. Play the City Now or Never will use geotagging, not in order to get your data into some mass surveillance program, nor to tell you to sell you coupons or tell you where to buy the next big thing nearby you. Instead, Play the City Now or Never, the app that we're working on, will invite you to rethink the way urban public spaces are performed. And its premise is that unless we engage while we walk through the city today, opportunities will be gone tomorrow. So in terms of the future of walking for the next 5 years, we find ourselves wondering whether walking might become more prevalent as the economic situation worsens, which is one positive outcome for a dire situation. We hope that the efforts of activists and walking advocates will succeed in increasing awareness to the beneficial aspects of walking, as well as improving access and infrastructure for it. But we believe that walking has an important role to play in ensuring that our cities remain ours, and playing in the city, which we want to see become part of walking, has long been acknowledged as a tactic. It's a way to overcome and contest the strict limitations that all our cities are inflicted with. And we think it's a way of making them back to being our own.
You've been listening to a 5-year walking forecast to mark the 5th anniversary of Talking Walking. This forecast was made by Edith Nathan, who has collaborated with fellow visual and live artist Helen Stratford to devise Play the City Now or Never. To learn about their work and the topics Edith mentions in this forecast, follow the links on the talkingwalking.net website. Do revisit talkingwalking.net, where you'll find free podcast interviews of artists, activists and professionals from the world of walking, and of those of us who have a passion for just taking a walk. Talking Walking and the 5-year walking forecast are written, recorded and produced by Andrew Stuck of Rethinking Cities Limited in London. Our artwork was created by Ian Martin of Aardvark Graphics, and the music was composed and performed by Simon Sanders of Easytronic.